Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And even though it's the second Sunday of the month, we switch things up this month. So it is behavior, training, and healing questions with Martha. And it is talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. And we have started with some phone calls that are coming in early this morning. So we are in the middle of a conversation with George and Denise about their dog, Penny. Good morning, George and Denise. Are you still with us?
We're here.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Okay. So, Natasha, hopefully you had a little more time with Penny to kind of check in on what's going on. And I kind of had to interrupt what you were talking about, what you were getting from her, because we kind of want some direction from her. You know, how much intervention and stuff is she comfortable with? I want to know from you, because the first thing I would do with her is get Dr. Nels working on her, because we know, you know, that the neuroenergetic balancing is either, if they're ready to go, It'll help them leave more peacefully and easily. If they want to stay for a while, it helps them rally and do better. And so I want to know if you get a feeling for, is that the right thing to be doing for her? So anyway, continue with what you're getting from Penny, Natasha.
Well, thank you. What I'm getting is that, you know, she is very happy. She is very grateful. She loves you guys so much. And that's why she likes to go for walks with you, is that it's your time with her. You know, she sees you, you know, you enjoy the walks with her. It gets you out. It gets you out of your day. It gets you moving forward. She enjoys the whole big picture of the words said and unsaid, the moments of emotions done and undone. You know, it's that whole picture that she just enjoys. While the commercial was going on, I did do some Reiki on her. So I did do some cross body. I was pulled to work with like her right shoulder and her left hip, and then go back and do the opposite, you know, and I was working around her neck and her head, and then back by her tail area, where her hip area would be.
Well, how wonderful. Thank you.
And
for
so,
doing
yeah,
that.
I did some, so I'm feeling like that at least got some of the energy moving that's a little bit stagnant for her, because as
you
know,
did
you
pick up anything about her liver with that?
It's just her body.
Better?
Yeah. Her whole body, you know, is a little bit off, and getting a session with Nels would be so much of a benefit for her.
Because I really don't know of anything that would help more at this point than that, and be non-invasive and all of that, right?
Yeah, because when you're getting these acid, you know, like the sores in the mouth, you know, the body is just off. And for lack of a better word, and you being a doctor, you know the gut biome and all that kind of stuff, that, you know, it's the whole picture. And so with that as the body starts saying, I'm kind of done, you know, it may take year or two or three or four to do that process, but she's saying that you'll know when it's time. And, you know, she says, I love the energy work. I'm so willing to accept it. So
wonderful.
I did some energy. That's why I was allowed to do energy work.
Oh, I get
you.
Okay. So she's into the energy, non-invasive stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's
and
good,
so
though.
I did some work with her. Nels, you know, calling up next week would be a good thing for her.
No, I think that would be a good thing, Natasha, but I think if she were mine, I would take advantage of the free help on the radio, but I'd be working with him privately and having more sessions on a regular basis, depending on what he thought was right. Does that feel...
That's a personal choice. That's a personal choice, because she is... Okay, so what I'm getting from her is that she is going to be joyful. She's very happy to be there. She's happy. She wants to be your dog for as long as she can. But you'll notice that there'll be this, like, what she's telling me is that I'm going to be going, and then there's going to be this drop off. It's not going to be a cliff, but it's going to be this drop off, and you'll know when this happens, and it will be. There's no timeline on this, for lack of a better word, because it depends on, you know, you can get the energy work done and you can get another year out of her. You know, it depends on her. And personally, it really depends on what transition you guys are going to go through. If you like,
well, you know, when all you were talking about in the beginning of the show and the astrology and all of that and changes going on. Well, I know, because I know George and Denise, and we had a nice conversation before, you know, off the air. But I know, George and Denise, your kids are all going, you're becoming empty nesters. So they have big, huge changes going on.
Yeah,
Natasha.
Exactly. So like, if you're getting ready to retire, she may not be able to be the animal that supports you through that next stage. And this is what our animals are so lovingly doing for us right now is that they're setting us up for success by saying, the old story that I represent can't be moving forward with you. So if you know that you're going to be going through some big changes, she may not be able to support you in the way that she's been doing through that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
So you're saying maybe that then Penny would move on, because she's served in the way that she can for George and Denise and the family. And it's time for her to move on to make room for another, you know, companion.
Another animal or somebody. But sometimes there's that pause in between animals so that we can get our own footing. We can get our own understandings. Like for me, you know, not having a cat for a couple of years taught me that I didn't need a cat for grounding. The purr didn't need to ground me. I can ground myself. Right. So there's that moment. So Penny is saying she's going to be here for as long as she can. And then there's going to be a moment where you're going to know she can't. And she's saying, do what you feel is right for her, right for you, right for your love. She loves you. She's going to want to walk. She's going to want to eat. She's going to want to joy. She's going to, you know, she loves being with you, you know, at your feet, you know. Does she put her head on your lap sometimes?
No, she's not cuddly at all.
Okay. Because there's something energetically that she does. Like, I get sometimes that she looks at you or that kind of, and that's the chow in her. You know, the chow in her doesn't allow, she really had a rough life before she came to you.
Wow.
She really had, she's showing me that there was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of interaction. There was a lot of disharmony that she was living through. And then she ended up just being dropped off somewhere. She just says that I was dropped off and I don't know where I was. And so there was a lot of abandonment feeling. So the connection that she has with you when she walks with you, the connection that she has with you when she's just laying in the house with you is so, that's how she holds the love for you is in that way. But there's something, why am I getting an image of a dog putting their head on your lap?
Is there a dog in your past, Denise or George, that used to do that?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe that's
okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why I get messages. I just
maybe
know
that's
I do.
What she feels like doing. Or
yeah,
you know,
know why I get messages. I just do get messages, and I just trust the process of doing that because I see a masculine person having.
Okay, now wait a minute. Something's
dog.
Coming. What's just coming in is that could that be a message? Could that mean that when that that cliff comes? So it's not a cliff, but that the dip when she's ready to go. Could that be a way she's going to let them know by laying her head in their lap?
I'm not that type of predictor. But there's something about that image that she wants you to hold on to. Maybe that's what she wishes she could do, but she just can't because of the way that she especially chows, when they get that moment of disharmony at the beginning, it's hard for them to step over into compassion.
Would say remember that, Denise and George, because what I'm seeing is that maybe when it's something that she just may come to you, and if she lays her head in your lap saying it's time. So that may be a way. So just remember that. But gosh, that's great, Natasha. George and Denise, now anything more or specific that you want to ask Natasha about before we wrap up?
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about her past.
Well, we know it wasn't good, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm getting that she...
And that she was dropped off by somebody
somewhere.
Yeah,
she was... I get that there was a lot of screaming and yelling. I'm wondering if the family ended up divorcing because there was a lot of kids that were... There was a couple kids that were running around screaming. There was just a lot of loud noises. She's the type of dog that probably wouldn't be well suited for that intention. And then what I'm getting is that through that disharmony and, because some people don't know better to do better, that she was dropped off. I'm getting that she was, because what I'm getting for her is that it could have been she's been dropped off at the pound. She was dropped off at a friend's house. She was dropped off at...
Some
place like a yard or something like that. But she's just because she's showing me just that, holy crap, where am I? I'm not necessarily getting the image of where, but she was just like, it was like total like disharmony and then dropped. And so she went from loud and disharmony to that.
chaos to total abandonment. And
yeah,
so that's a lot of stuff to handle, especially if you got your part chow.
Chows don't handle that very well. They're very good dogs. Yeah.
And just so you know, George and Denise, if you do work with Nels, he does some sessions with her, this neuroenergetic balancing will help with that past energy, because all of that trauma would freeze her nervous system, and the neuroenergetic balancing will free that up. And kind of like PTSD people, mm-hmm. or animals do really well with this neuroenergetic balancing. So I think Nels is going to be the best help for her overall.
And yeah. And frankly, too, when she gets work done, you get work done. And so with that, with the way that the planets are working on, that this might be a good opportunity for you both to go in and negotiate some of these, the abandonment ish, the no negotiations, or the things didn't work out the way you wanted them to, or the distrust that you have, and we all do, we're all human. We all have these aspects. It doesn't matter what we have or what we do, but because we're all right. having moments where we have these stories. And so this would be a great opportunity for you to kind of just in a loving, kind way for yourself, say, oh, okay. And like I use this mantra, I'm asking for healing on this. Sometimes when we're going through a lot of these self-awareness moments that are tapping us, especially, like I'm in that age where my kids are older and they've moved out, and now it's just my husband and I, and we're trying to figure out who we are together, that there is some of these, I'm asking for healing on this moment.
A lot of that coming up, huh?
Yeah. Right. Well, and I'm not saying that my life is yours, but it's just that moment
where
that breath in and breath out.
So maybe George and Denise can kind of heal some of their old stuff along with Penny in this process.
Exactly.
We're going through it together. All right. We've got other calls we need to move on to, and got to take care of advertisers. But Denise and George, are you okay and good with all of this?
Yeah, that was fabulous. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. I want you to know that she loves you and she's so grateful. Even though she wasn't your perfect dog, she wants you to know she's so grateful, and she wanted to be what she could be for you.
Wonderful. All right.
Okay.
And then we're going to hear from
you
next week again with Dr. Nels and Linda, right?
You'll yes, call that would be in. Helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping the energy that I did would be helpful too.
Yeah. See if, how she did, because Natasha did do some Reiki and healing work on her. So anyway, thanks for calling
Yay.
Animal World. We'll talk
Thank
to you again
you
next
trust.
Week. And we'll all put George, Denise, and Penny in our prayers for the highest good. All right,
yes.
You guys. Thanks for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Tomorrow, hang on your next Tina year after that, and we'll try to get this all wrapped up so you can get to your whatever you're doing at 11. But we got to take care of advertisers, and then we will come back and get right back to the phone calls. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And Natasha Venter is here today. We're taking your phone calls. And, gosh, let's just get right back to the calls so we can stay on schedule and get Tina to where she's got to go on time. So we're headed back to Iowa tomorrow. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello, hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Oh, thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you. I've been enjoying listening. I'm calling about my cat, Flower. He's 14 years old now, and he's a mix, half Maine Coon and half Calico, but he looks more like a medium-sized Maine Coon. He was named Flower when I got him as a kitten after the skunk in Bambi. I need to say that because he's a boy.
How cute.
He's a truly amazing cat. He's very smart and sensitive. Several years ago, he was diagnosed with FIV, feline immunodeficiency virus.
Right.
But other than that, he's been in good health. He has had a small infection on his neck for the past couple of years. The vet knows about that. And I can't remember what she recommended, but it didn't work. And he also is due for a dental cleaning, which I'm planning to schedule soon. But for most of his life, he has been an indoor-outdoor cat, and he had the freedom to roam. But about a year and a half ago, I moved into a small apartment. And now, due to the rules of the apartment, he can't run freely. So I take him out on the leash once a day, and sometimes we go to a park. And he's good with walking on a leash. The reason I'm calling is that over the past few months, he's had an upper respiratory infection that hasn't gone away, even after 3 rounds of antibiotics prescribed by his vet. I'm beginning to wonder if this is more than a physical issue. I work 3 days a week and am gone most of the day on those days. And I'm wondering if he's depressed or maybe even losing the will to keep going. Another piece to this is over the last year, I haven't been taking good care of myself physically with exercise, and I'm wondering if that would help.
Welcome to the party, Tamara.
Yes, yeah. If I get to that. So I really appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Yes. So as a lot of animals are mirroring a lot of our story, that my Rocky has been missing since the 4th of July. My cat has been missing since the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
And so, but I know that I'm going through major changes and shifts. And so he couldn't really stay here with me. And so tomorrow, your cat is very lovingly, his respiratory negotiation is a lot of how are you breathing? How are you taking in your breath? There has been, what is it that I'm getting here? There's something that's popping in. There's been some feral animals that are in the area that haven't been quite healthy. And he has gotten some of that into his lungs. You know, kind of like when somebody lives in a moldy house.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And it's hard to get that mold out of the lungs.
Mm.
That's kind of the feeling I'm getting, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And then with his diagnosis, which is, yeah, it's true, but I'm feeling like there's just disharmony in him. And part of this is just him being him. That's why that diagnosis came up, because there's a lot of diagnoses.
Diagnosis, you mean of the FIV or the respiratory?
There's a lot of diagnoses that we as beings on this planet that are getting, and it's not necessarily because of that they have the diagnosis, but there's been an energy that has come upon them that has helped their body to get in disharmony, and then that's the label that gets put on.
I think you're talking about the respiratory thing and the vet, you know, treating it, and the antibiotics aren't working, but it's more of an energetic imbalance than an actual physical disease or illness.
Am I understanding you there? So,
all right,
Nels
so then
can
what
help
comes
with
in
that.
From that, Natasha, when you say that, when right away we say this is more, you know, there's a reason why the antibiotics aren't working, because that's not what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you say that and it's more energetic, that smacks of tomorrow better be calling in next week, because the best one to help flower at this point would be Dr. Nels and the neuroenergetic balancing. And it might be that a little work with Dr. Nels would I know you're looking at that energy. What are you getting, Natasha?
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I'm not getting, like, I'm checking in to see if there's energy entities or that kind of thing, but I'm getting that there's something that got in his lungs. And it's not a cause, it's not because of, you know, it's not because of something you did. It's just, you know, cause and effect, you know, you know, things are on grasses, things are on, but there's something that got into his lung, his airway that needs to move out. And I don't know if it's like he breathed in somebody's negative energy. There's something kind of that toxic feel that's in his lung area. I'm asking for his higher self to help clear it. And I will continue doing that on the show. I will continue doing this while the show's going on.
Tamara, are you getting something about this? Is there something you want to say?
Yes, I want to say one thing. He does sneeze a lot, or not in the last few days, but sometimes he's like this huge, you know, breathing out, sneezing. But I'm wondering if it has something to do with when he puts his nose or his mouth down into the dish, which I do have a raised dish for him that's like 5 inches high. But I still think it goes, sometimes the food goes into his nose. And I'm wondering if that might be part of the problem.
It could be. I'm just getting that something.
Something's gotten in there. Yeah.
Something's gotten in there and it's not being dislodged. To where you know, it's that kind of that feeling of dis, and I don't like to use the word infection. I like to use the word disharmony, because then it gives a chance for the energy to move around differently. Because if we label something for what it is, then it kind of puts more of a stamp of this is what it is. Where disharmony gives it a chance to say, oh, well, I'm in disharmony. I can get into harmony, you know? So, with that, he's got something, and with him being older, he doesn't have the youthfulness of his body being able to rebound as well. And he loves going out and walk. If you didn't take him out for a walk, he would be really in depressed moment.
Yeah. So he needs those walks.
He needs those walks. He needs that adventure. He needs that that understanding. He needs that wisdom that comes from his senses. Even though he's having troubles with his lungs, he loves the smells outside.
Okay. I have another question here, because we know he also isn't eating all that well or consistently. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Forgot to mention that.
And what I was wondering is that she says she hasn't dealt with mouth or teeth things for a long time. And sometimes dental issues can make it difficult to eat, but also dental issues, infection and stuff could get into mm-hmm. the system. So is it possible, Natasha, that what you're feeling that is kind of contributory to the respiratory stuff, that whatever that toxicity that you're feeling is getting in there, could that be coming from the teeth and gums and a bad situation there?
Yeah, the gums aren't feeling as healthy as I would wish them to be.
But it's a good thing for tomorrow to have that check, have his mouth checked out.
Checked out, okay. Yeah.
Because maybe that's where the toxicity is coming from.
He's on the elder side of life, my dear. Yeah. He's on the elder side of life, and it's interesting to witness. I'm using that word, witness, how the body starts saying, "I'm not as healthy as I used to be," and it's interesting to see how the body starts negotiating the story of coming closer to an end, in that moment. And this, like I said in the last person, the last couple, that, it could be, 6 months, it could be a couple years. It depends on how quickly the body says, "I'm done," in that moment. And so please remember that he is on the elder side of life. And so sometimes when we start seeing the dominoes start to fall more and more and more, that's when the body is starting to say, and he's not one that would really want to be manhandled in the vets.
Not being manhandled. Why do you say that? But he definitely does not like to be manhandled.
Yeah. And so with that, the you taking to the vet and getting his teeth cleaned, and it's wise to go to the vet, get the teeth looked at. But if it's going to be a lot of money and a lot of work.
Okay. He's going to say, Flower doesn't want that. Okay.
He's going to say, no. And, the cause and effect of that is love for him in his greater picture of where he's going to go. And so go ahead.
I'm sorry for butting in. He gets an anesthesia for that because it's too much otherwise.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, okay. I get that. But anesthesia on an older animal can be
You're just saying, Natasha, he really doesn't want that kind of that much invasive stuff going on.
Even if it gives him another, let's say, 6 months to a year to live.
It's not worth it to him to go through the process to have that
extra time. No, because that anesthesia is actually... Now, if he has just a little bit of work to do, that's different. But if he has a lot to do, he's not wanting that. He loves you. He knows, just like I was saying, that there's a lot of animals right now that aren't able to continue our life with us as we're moving into this new dimensional understanding, shifting of our planet work that we're going through. It's a huge picture that I'm seeing that, the animals of the last 10 years are not going to be able to carry us through the next big evolution of breaking down our old illusions and coming into our new understandings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
My love is with you, my dear. And I'm this like, why is this theme today on this show?
well, we got something different after this one. Tomorrow,
that,
So he doesn't want invasive stuff, but you ought to have that mouth checked out so you could know, is that where the toxicity is coming from, and is it a big deal or not? If it's a simple thing, he's good with that. If it's a big, huge thing, he doesn't want that. No matter what else you do, Dr. Nels will be helpful.
Okay. Excellent.
Is there anything else, my dear?
No, that's all. I sure appreciate all of this. I feel much better.
Yeah, because it's hard to give the full message, and it's hard to do it in the care and the tenderness that I want to do on the quickness of
and
the radio.
And just know, you can be in touch with Natasha off the air, folks. IntuitiveClarifications.com is her website, IntuitiveClarifications.com, or you can call her. Not now. She's on the radio with me. But you can leave her a message or talk to her after the show. But her number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty. Tomorrow. So sounds like we'll hear from you again next week. Yes. And you can always contact Dr. Nels off the air, but I really think that's the best thing, and then we'll find out what's going on with the vet, too.
Get some All information. Right. Make the better choice you can for him with the information you have, my dear.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and my love you. Is with you. This is not an easy time. This
okay. Thank you, Tamara. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, I'm making an executive decision, and we're pushing ads until after we talk to Tina, because she has to, she got something good, and it's important that she talk with Natasha. So we'll do ads as soon as we finish with Tina. But Tina, to accommodate you and your schedule, you are live with me and Natasha. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Natasha. Thanks for getting
Good morning.
Me I forgot about the time. It was So I'm calling about the feral cat. I did change his name to Jasper.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, and I put some Jasper rocks. I went to Little Shop of Light in Snohomish and bought a nice little heart Jasper. And then the gal whose property he came from, she gave me a really nice Jasper. So I put those in his cage, and I put a nice big rose quartz, and then I put just a regular stone in there with him. But he's still unhappy. He's still hiding at the back of the cage. He's still pissing at me. I did put some, you know, treat stuff, ooey gooey treat stuff on a wooden spoon, and I did get him to lick it once, but most of the time he just will look at it, and then if I put it down in his dish and go around the corner, he'll run in and he'll lick it up, and then he'll run to the back of the cage.
So just for everybody listening, Tina has horses, you know, and barn and all of that, and Jasper was a trap neuter release type of feral, and Tina's trying to acclimate him and get him to bond with her barn so he could be a barn cat, you know, and a rodent cat. But so far he's still set up in the barn in a cage type situation. I think Tina, didn't you say that you've kind of got a room in your barn set up that you'd like to move him into the room?
I would like to move him to the room before, but I right now where he is, I walk by, you know, 7-12 times a day. So I talk to him, I sit down in a chair and, you know, maybe, you know, read to him or surf Facebook while I'm just, you know, hanging with him. Once he, you know, and when he gets a little bit more acclimated, possibly, I can move him to the room and after a time let him loose in the room, but I would have to make a special trip around the back of the barn to go into the room, so it's not a walk-by, and I think he needs the walk-by more now than the extra space.
So are
you're
you
doing,
looking
You're
for,
doing more right than wrong right
okay.
now. You're doing
I was going to say, is there anything specific you want to hone in with Natasha, or you just want an overall read? And kind? And I'm trying, I can't remember, how long has Jasper, have you had Jasper so far?
Ooh, it's been 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's my concern, though. We're making a lot of progress here in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Natasha, can you give Tina a general overall and all this? What do you think?
You know, there's some cats that are just wired. They're wired. I have one myself, Miss Ava. She is feral no matter what. She wants me to love her. She wants to be loved. And then it's like, scratch, scratch, scratch. You know, it's like, it's attack, you know. Sometimes, my dear, and this is where I'm at in my life, sometimes we have to just accept where things are. And sometimes we have to just let things just go and move forward.
Well, so what does that mean?
So in other words, give him another like two weeks, because you're not getting much influence, and then I would just let him go.
Oh, you just let him, so a couple weeks or so, you just let him out and let Mother Nature
and let him go. It's that, you know, and this is where
no, wait, well, okay, but that brings a question. Now, he was trapped to neuter, you know, and from a different location. Mm-hmm. But should he be transferred? Yes. Could he be transferred back to that location where he was? Should that happen? Or are you talking just Tina just lets him go in her barn and we hope that he hangs around and comes back for the food and stuff?
Okay, this is the information that I'm getting in this moment.
Okay.
And this is, and sometimes I can't ask, I mean, there's no reason why, but sometimes in a moment in life, we have to accept where life is at.
Yeah.
And it's that moment, and I'm saying it's a moment of trust, surrender, and accept.
Okay.
So now, is he able to go back to where he was before?
She would rather not, because she has an outdoor cat that he has gotten in a fight with a number of times. This was before he was trapped and neutered. So,
But that's one of the reasons why you took him, besides the fact that you need a barn cat.
Yeah.
Right.
Because so what I'm getting, what I'm getting, sweetie, is that he is who he is.
Okay.
He's going to be what he's going to be. And so you putting him in the room, the first thing I saw was is that once he's free in that room, this minute the door opens, he's out.
Yeah, that's me too.
And so save yourself the work.
What if I put his cage in the room for 2 weeks and spend a lot of time with him? And because I kind of set it up as a she shed too, so I could, you know, spend some time in there with him and hang out, and then let him loose in the room and see how that goes for another 2 weeks, and then open the door.
If you want to do that, go ahead and do it. what I'm getting though is that that he is who he is. Now, may stick around. He may not stick around. I kind of see him finding a safe place somewhere in the in the barn where he just hides out for a while, where gets out of the cage. He acclimates into, and you may see him. You may not see him. He may disappear for weeks. He may come back for a week.
Well, that's encouraging though. And what I kind of feel like,
very,
Tina,
he's feeling very scared that, and what I'm seeing is that when feral is so in the gene pool, in the DNA, in the mindset, in the understanding, that there's not much us humans can do to negotiate them feeling safe in our presence.
Okay.
Yeah, and what I'm getting, Tina, I like your idea, just, you know, as a behavior therapist and that sort of thing. I think it would give a better chance for what Natasha's seeing for him to stick around. I like your idea of moving the cage into the room. So he's in there for, you know, you could do that for a couple of weeks, like you said, but then open up the cage and let him loose in the room. Now, knowing that he might be really good, and when you open that door to go in and out at some point, he may go. But I think if he lived in that room for at least a few days or a while, kind of bonding with the floor of the barn and all of that, then at some point he either gets out of the room or you just open it up. And then I think, you know, that the chances are as good as they could be that, and like Natasha said, you know, generally what we say when, you know, cats take off or get out of the house or disappear, the kind of general rule is dogs run, cats hide. So what Natasha said is you find a little cubby somewhere in the barn and he just hides out and you take food out here and there. And maybe he'll hang around and you can make a relationship over the years, and maybe not. But it sounds like he is who he is, and you just got to do the best you can.
Yeah, exactly.
If the gal that owns the property where we trapped him is willing to take him back, would that be in his best interest versus letting him loose at my place?
Good question.
I think it's a mute point at this time.
Doesn't matter either way.
Okay. I think that he has gone through so much in his eyes. Oh God, I don't use this word, Natasha. the word that's coming to me is personal trauma. You know, okay. With him
he's had enough.
Snagged and neutered, and then coming to your house, he's gone through so much already that him going back home might feel good, but yet he's different. It's different.
Yeah,
you know, type of thing.
Okay.
So I think that right now you gotta find, you are so in tune with your animals, my dear. Follow your gut.
Yeah.
This is your truth. This is your journey with this person, with animal, to find out. And if you look at it as the mirror, what is this mirror showing you? That where are you kind of skittish about your life? Where are you feeling caged and out of control in your life? Where, you know, all these different things, where do you need to sit in your home? You know, really look at where things are at. Kind of like every time that I mentioned getting a new cat, my feral cat, who cannot be in the house, she gets three pets and then swats at me. You know, it's like, and I'm the only one that can pet her. And I'm the only one that can pet her. And every time I mention getting a cat, she comes. And then you know, as soon as I stop talking about it, she leaves. My cat disappeared. Guess who showed up? Ava.
Yeah.
All righty, okay. You guys, we got to wrap this up because we pushed advertisers and
quick,
we got to get.
Real quick, Marta, right. I got to tell you that I did do the blink and I did get a blink. I am getting blinks back.
Excellent.
Yay!
Excellent.
Oh, yay.
The Jackson Galaxy blink. Very good. That's a good sign, Tina. Keep it up.
That shows that he's accepted you. He's accepted you, and if anything, that gives you the opportunity to if anything in long distance talk with him.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun at practice, Tina. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right. We are gonna close out this phone call and take care of advertisers. Before he starts stomping around, you know how Nathan gets. Anyway, he's been cooperating, so let's keep him happy. All right, taking care of advertisers, and we'll be back to get ready for the love train one more time. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to join me Sunday, July 13 at 1 p.m. for Talk Cosmos Planet Buzz with world-renowned astrologer Rick Levine. Hear about Uranus and Gemini expressing alakazam, galaxies of worlds yet to be expressed in a spectrum of new language. We experience in a community of consciousness sharing new dimensions. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, Sunday, July 13 at 1 p.m. on KKNW AM.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, over the hour, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And, oh boy, Nathan, Janice has got me taking some NuPro now, and she sent us some stuff after she was on the show. I've got stuff for Abby, but boy, I have to get it to you. But she sent me some of the Life Spice. You know, I was talking about that wonderful supplement for animals, dogs with cancer, and it's got lots of turmeric in it, and it's very. I used to make what called a golden milk. I would make every night and drink before bed. That's was really good, but it was too much trouble, and I just got out of the habit. Well, this Life Spice has all the same stuff in it, plus the medicinal mushrooms, and Janice told us that she took it herself, and so does her husband. So I started taking it, and I swear I feel better, I think. So anyway, check it out. And I'm still waiting for Janice to tell me, how much she takes and what she recommends and stuff. I haven't heard back from her yet. But anyway, some great supplements. Check them out. NuProSupplements.com. You can order there or on Amazon if you don't find the great supplements in your pet store. Heard from Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She'll be with us next week for the best and neuroenergetic balancing with Brother Dr. Nels. So hopefully you can call in next week for your free remote treatments. And Linda is local. Her office is out of the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in person there, or she can work with you remotely if you prefer. And remember, she offers a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you before on the air, she doesn't count that. You can still get a free session. So it's for any of you that haven't worked with her in person off the air, you can get a free session. And so check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And of course, remember Jude Ponton, our wonderful sound healer at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home in Shoreline now, so great access, easy parking. You can work with her in person or remotely. And gosh, she is a wonderful healer that I work with most regularly, that keeps kind of my body in alignment, my hip and pelvis in shape, so that I can continue to train dogs and do all that sort of stuff. But I forget sometimes to tell you she specializes in Chinese medicine, because acupuncture and acupuntics and stuff is kind of a Chinese medicine base. And I went in for my annual physical. Oh, Natasha, and the regular blood tests and stuff. And for the first time in my life, because I told you I need to clean up my act. My cholesterol was a little up, my blood sugar a little up, and I'm at that age. It's just like, and I told Jude, and she said, oh, well, this is what we have to do. You need to take this for that and this for that. You do the acutonic forks on this point. And so I was nervous about getting older and all these, things that happen. In terms of, becoming diabetic and all of that stuff. And she said that, no worries, we can handle all of this. And so now I have new points, because I do acupuntonic forks on myself every day, in the morning and at night before I go to bed. And just new supplements. So immediately I was so much more relaxed and, had a comfortable night's sleep that night because I felt better. So she can help you in so many ways for so many different things, physical stuff, emotional stuff, behavioral stuff, and also, disease and patterns and that kind of stuff, because she knows all about Chinese medicine. So whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. 706-2836. Alrighty then, looks like we are pretty much done with the second hour. We've got a closeout hour number two, fire up the love train and get our energy going, spreading that love and light around the world. And then we've got another hour to go. I still have a whole list of stuff we haven't talked about yet. If you would like to join us, if you've got a question, behavior training or healing question, or something you want to talk to me about with animals, or if you would like a personal reading with Natasha, or you want to know something about your animal friends on this side or the other, Natasha is here. All you got to do is give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So guess we are all caught up then. And before we break for the top of the hour and get to the love train, remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I've got Hummers at the feeder, so the Hummers are out. I got to talk to Natasha about those Hummers. I think they're all having second batches. Anyway, We energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayers to give us extra juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More with me and Natasha. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.